This is Sergeant Jeff Bernard. Today is February 7, 2008. It is 9:17 a.m. Here today talking with Trooper Craig Franklin, and Dave Riley is also present. Trooper Franklin, today you're the subject of an administrative investigation. The known allegations are the events and circumstances surrounding photographs that are interpreted as racist in nature. You're being interviewed as part of an official administrative investigation by the Department of Public Safety. You will be asked questions relating to the performance of your official duties or fitness for office. If you refuse to answer questions completely and or accurately, you may be subject to disciplinary action up to and including dismissal. Statements provided under threat of disciplinary action may not be used to you in any subsequent criminal proceedings. I'll let you read the form. Do you understand what was read to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Fill out a couple of these things here real quick. Go ahead and read that, and then sign by signature, and then Dave, if you'll sign as a witness.
Signature employee?
Yes, sir. Done with the interview, I'll make you both a copy of this. Okay. Will you state your name, your position, and where you're currently assigned, please?
Trooper Craig Thomas Franklin, currently assigned at the Sandusky Post.
And how long have you been at Sandusky?
I think around 12 years now, I believe.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'll show you the photograph that was sent in to us.
Okay.
I believe Dave kind of explained some of the stuff that was going on. We had received an anonymous letter stating that this photograph was Sergeant Wodarski and need to interview you as part of this as well.
Okay.
So I can get some information from you as to what this was. But I'm showing you attachment A.
Okay.
That's what we received. So.
Okay.
Who gathered the material that was worn in this photograph?
Me.
Okay. And whose idea was it to wear the material in the fashion shown in the picture?
That was me.
And what was the intent of this outfit?
It was meant as a joke. We were joking around. So that was, that's what it was.
Okay. And how did this idea even come about? Or what led to the thought?
Well, it was coming up Martin Luther King Day, and it was just started out as a joke, similar to, I don't know if you're familiar with Dave Chappelle and a skit that he did, and it was just, it was meant and started as a joke, and it was me. I started it.
Okay.
There was no maliciousness whatsoever.
Okay. And who's wearing the outfit?
Me.
And why did you put that on?
Like I said, it was meant as a joke. We were fun. That's the whole atmosphere was we were laughing about it. It was a joke. That's the best way I can describe it. It's humor.
And who took the photograph?
Sergeant Wodarski.
And who all was present when the picture was taken during this conversation of what happened?
Dispatcher Malloy and Trooper Rick Dietz.
And what kind of comments were made why the picture was, or you know, while you were wearing the outfit and the picture was...
Really, there was, I mean, we were laughing about it. That's basically what it was. And after the picture was taken, the items were discarded, and that was the end of it. It wasn't not even a minute that it took place.
And this is at the Sandusky Post, right?
That's correct.
And at the time when the picture was taken and the conversation was taking place, was everybody that was present, were they all on duty at the time?
Yes.
And what time of day did this take place?
I was thinking I think I took a half a day of work that day, I believe. So it might have been right around left or maybe left or 11.
Okay.
11, 12. I'm estimating.
And you said it was coming up to Martin Luther King Day.
A bit, yeah.
The letter that we had indicated the 20th, excuse me, which would have been a Sunday. Okay. Martin Luther King Day was on the 21st. Do you recall which day that was?
It was on a Sunday.
Okay.
It was on a Sunday. It was the day before.
Okay. And I do have that you were on vacation from 11 a.
Yes.
to 3 p. on that day, so... Did Sergeant Wodarski tell you at that time that the picture was being taken, or when you put the outfit on, that the costume or the gesture itself was inappropriate for the workplace?
Not at that time, no. It was not. We were laughing.
Okay.
It was discussed. Okay. Not at that point. After that,
did he tell you at some other time?
After that, it's like, well, we need to get rid of this.
Okay.
And it was after. It's like, well. It was my idea too. It wasn't, you know, allowed, you know, tear it up, get rid of the stuff. It was done.
Did he at any time tell you that, you know, hey, we probably shouldn't have done this, or?
I really can't recall.
Okay. Do you yourself have a copy of the picture?
No.
Did you ever have a copy of the picture in either electronic or a hard form?
No.
Do you know who sent the letter in with the photograph?
No, I don't know for sure exactly who sent it. I have no idea, beyond certainty.
Okay. And you said it only, the whole thing kind of only lasted a minute or...
Not even that.
Okay.
I mean, it was just a short time that it happened.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add to
well, this content? Then I'm truly sorry for what happened. It was, like I said, it was not meant in a malicious way whatsoever. In my heart, after it was done, I knew it would probably be something that I shouldn't have done. I mean, I knew, because I'm the one who started it.
Okay.
It was probably not the right thing. It was the wrong thing to do.
Okay.
Completely. And like I said, it was an embarrassment, me and everybody else was involved in it. I mean, it's something I'm truly sorry. It was meant to be a joke. You ask me at the Post, and I like to joke.
Okay.
And that's what it was meant for. But like I said, it was not the right thing to do. And I'm sorry.
Okay. If there's nothing else that you want to add, then we can conclude the interview at 9:27 a.m.
Can I ask you just one thing?
Yes.
Here, Jeffrey? You said you saw a skit Dave Chappelle did?
Right.
What was that? Is that where you got the idea, kind of?
Yeah, it was similar.
What was the skit you saw?
He was, in the skit, he was dressed up as a Klansman, and he's up talking to this group of people. And it's an all-white group, and one woman says, take off your hood, and he takes off his hood, and here's Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
So, but like I said, it was not done in a malicious manner whatsoever.
Obviously the picture was supposed to represent the Klan's outfit. And
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was not meant to be a malicious right. in any way.
Based off of the Dave Chappelle
right.
show.
And like I said, it was meant to be a joke. And like I said, it's something I'm truly sorry. I'm, you know, it's what bothers me is that I drug three other state employees in on this, and you know, like I said, it was the wrong thing to do.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Okay. Let's call it 9:28 a.m.